Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a few quick reminders. Each and every Sunday morning, we hold our leadership classes from 8:30 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. These classes are designed to assist the more mature Christian in becoming a leader and refining their leadership skills. All are welcome to these classes, so be sure to come out.
Today's leadership class and sermon topic is The Price of Leadership. The subtopic, Living a Disciplined Life. The foundational text is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. And it reads, "But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." The main points of this message are, 1, if you are not willing to pay the price of leadership, you are not willing to lead. As a leader, you must be willing to pay the cost. 2, leadership demands the giving of oneself to others. 3, leadership requires discipline. Discipline, a state of order based on submission to God's word and authority. The price of leadership involves living a disciplined life. 4, a leader must be able to keep their body under subjection. They cannot walk in the flesh and effectively lead God's people. Leaders who walk in the flesh are considered carnal Christians. 5. Carnal Christians, sold to the flesh, are led by the flesh and identify more with the world than the kingdom of God. And 6. God is looking for men and women willing to pay the price in the spirit.
Now let us join our message, which is already in progress, entitled The Price of Leadership.
A word about carnal Christian. A word about carnal Christians. You can defy it like this. A carnal Christian is one who is born again, but who never renews his mind or discipline his spirit, soul, and body to come in line with the Word of God. A carnal Christian, do not discipline his body to come in line with the Word of God. You got to discipline your spirit, soul, and body. As a leader, you got to be careful how you walk and how you talk. As a leader, you got to spend time studying the Word of God. You got to spend time seeking the Word of God. You have to spend time fasting with God. Spend time giving God to praise. So it's a lot to just being a leader than just sitting down doing nothing. I want you to examine yourself. Are you a carnal Christian? I want you to examine yourself. Are you a carnal Christian? That you call yourself a leader. Are you carnal? I want you to think about that. They are not living out of the Word of God as a carnal Christian. You are not living out of the Word of God. As a carnal Christian, you're living out, I guess you're living toward, you're allowing your flesh to run you. God is not running you. We'll scratch that. Number one, God is not going to run you. Okay? He's going to lead you. But you're being led by your desires, not God's desires, as a carnal Christian. How can you be a leader being carnal? And we really don't talk about that enough. Carnal. We really don't. Examine what you do. Carnal Christians, they smoke, they drink, they cuss, they fight, they lie, they don't pray. They don't fast. They don't study. But but they come to church on Sunday. You can change that. You can change that by believing in God. Amen? First of all, you got to repent. Be godly sorry. Then spend a little time with God. Let God talk to you. Let him know that you serve. Because you didn't start off as a carnal Christian. You was on fire. Where is the fire now? Where is it at? Where is the fire? In this dispensation, this dispensation of grace, God is pouring out his spirit now. It's going to be a major thrust, change that's going to take place in the universe. God is looking for men and women that's willing to pay the price in the spirit. In the spirit, because that's where the attack is going to come from. It's going to be a spiritual attack. And that's what the devil's getting ready right now. Right now. But one thing about that, he can't defeat us. We already won the battle. But again, you got to get word I'm looking for, Holy Spirit. You got to get your direction from the Holy Spirit, where he want to send you. I need you to look at that. As a carnal mind, your mind is not renewed. You got to renew your spirit, and that's daily. How much time do we spend with studying the Word of God? I want you to examine yourself. God has spoke to me. He said, "Like, I want you to pray more." And I do a lot of praying now. You see, sometimes I pray all night. Period. While she sleep, I'm praying. That's every day. 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm praying. And they'll say, "I want you to pray more. I want you to pray even more during the day, because something is getting ready to happen here." Amen. And I'm ready. Amen. I got to prepare myself. Amen. Again, though, how can you stop being a carnal-minded Christian if you don't renew your mind? You can't. You can't change yourself. The Word has to change you. We can talk about it. You can talk about change, but the Word has to change you. Nobody else can change you. Mama, daddy, sister, brother, pat, nobody but the Word. If you don't study the Word, if you don't hear the Word, if you don't renew your mind, come on, somebody, amen. And I want all of us, examine yourself. Some of y'all got a slothful spirit. You're not being led by the Spirit. Look at you. The things that God has called you to do, we're not doing it. Period. And God is speaking to you. You don't want him just to move over you, but he will do just that. He'll have somebody else do it. But he wants you to do it. And he started talking to you, but you're not hearing him. Hello. As a carnal-minded Christian, you talk the same way, the same talk. You pray the same way. You act the same way. And you do the same thing. Nothing. Your prayers are not getting through. That's why you haven't changed. Examine yourself, please. Are you carnal? Are you carnal? Stop saying what you can't do. I can do all things that strengthens me. I can change. But the only way the only thing that's going to change you is the Word. Nothing else. It's the Word. It's the Word. You can see it all over you. Are you carnal? A carnal-minded Christian Carnal Christians know that they are born again because they have asked Jesus into their lives. They believe they receive salvation, and thus they have. But after that, they stop serving God. Who are you serving? Who are you serving? God sees you. God knows you. One minute you're this way. One minute you're that way. One minute you're this way. One minute you're that way. But you're still carnal. You got one foot here, another foot there. Where's the power at? There's none. There's none. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. But to be total transformed, to be a total transformed person, you have to deal with three areas in your life: your spirit, soul, and body. All three of them has to change. Well, we know the spirit is, but what about your soul? What about your mind? You got to renew that. The only way it's going to change, you got to get in His Word day and night. You got to know God. And as I was studying, and you know, the other night, the Lord really spoke to me, said, my servant Daniel. You know, Daniel prayed three times a day. It didn't really matter what people said. It didn't matter what that king said. He still prayed. Are you praying? Are you seeking God for guidance? God's going to lead you through His Spirit, not your head. Are you carnal? Look at you. How often do you pray? How often do you study? How often do you fast? Do you know the Lord? Or is it just a game? Well, we're gonna come in this church one day. There's gonna be so many folks in here, all we're gonna do is just jump up and shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I believe. I said, I believe. Renewing your mind is very basic. You renew it by putting the Word of God into your soul and meditating upon the Word. If you do that often enough, you will begin noticing a change in your spirit, in your walk, in your talk, in your giving, in your loving. The Word of God will change you completely if you want to change. If you don't want to change, you don't study the Word of God. Then you won't change. Then you'll be carnal minded. But if you want to change and do what God has called you to do, start studying the Word of God. Let the Word of God transform you into the man and the woman that God wants you to be. And you know you've been called. Where are you running from? You know it. And if God calls you, He equipped you. It's certain things that God wants to do for you, with you in the spirit, that He can't do now because you will not spend that quality time with Him. Now, trust me, it is. Every believer that has been called from God has the ability to heal the sick and raise the dead. But you got to spend time with God to get it. To get that anointing to do this, you got to know Him. You got to know Him. And you can't know Him if you don't spend time with Him. And that's what I'm doing. I'm tired a lot that the devil is killing all the saints of God. And the preacher saying that God give it, God take it away. That ain't God. That ain't God. And He's raising us up to be doctors and lawyers. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, it will lead you and guide you to all truth. Come on, somebody. Lead you and guide you and prepare you and direct you. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? God's waiting on us. Can the church say amen? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the word.